The success of our society proves that our system works, but maybe we forgot to teach our young folks that wealth is achieved by helping people to get what they want. So, if no one has yet taught you how the game is played in the big leagues, well, guess what? Now, it's your turn. Here's our rallying cry. There's a billionaire locked inside you. The key to freedom is information. The kind of information you find here on the Money Man Report. Now, here's today's host. Here's the Money Man. Here's Dan Frischberg.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Money Man Report. This is our podcast, and a lot of people like to watch it on the YouTube channel. So, and there are a lot of times there are things to see, and I can show you pictures of things, and a lot of people just like to watch it in video because it's easier. But I'm Dan Frischberg. This is the Money Man Report. It was a radio program for 30 years, and now it's a podcast and a YouTube channel so that everybody in the world can catch it when they want to on demand. So this is the beautiful Alicia. The whole thing was her idea 40 years ago, 35 years ago. And here she is. This is the beautiful Alicia.
Good morning to everyone, and good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning. Okay, so what's the mission for today?
The mission for today is we're talking about, you know, when you tell a lie or the institution, and if everybody believes it, then it becomes the truth to them.
So there are all these financial planning beliefs, and you know, there's financial planners and insurance salesmen and agents from this and agents from that. Most of it has nothing to do with making money. Mm-hmm. Most of it is about selling insurance or selling a plan. It has nothing to do. Let's say they work for Goldman Sachs or somebody like that. Goldman Sachs doesn't consult them on what to do with their money, and Goldman Sachs doesn't follow any of the things that they teach you. But this is a guy who sits in a cubicle calling strangers, and he's got a body, or she has got a body of information on what they want to sell, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but there's been these lies, and the lies have been invented years ago, and it's spread around so much that now college teachers believe it, and announcers on financial radio and television believe it. And so, as you said, it's becoming true because everybody believes it, but isn't true.
It's becoming part of the fabric of the culture.
But it isn't true. Most of it is a lie. Mm-hmm. And so let's cover some of these things.
So, number one, probably you couldn't time the market. It's impossible to time the market, and you shouldn't be timing the market, so you should have everything, you know, spread all over the place.
So the bottom line is that everything, the only thing that matters in human life is timing, when you do things, being in the right place at the right time, and most importantly, staying out of the wrong place at the wrong time. And so it's not about the market. It's about you're learning how to make money. Making money is not about the market. Making money is about being in America, owning a company, using your brains to own as much of that company as possible. And what you get paid for is not diversification, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Mm-hmm. It's about the best paying business deal, the best paying job, the best paying function in the world is helping people get what they want, right? And there are companies who have invented things and do things and distribute things, and they're making it possible for people around the world to get what they want. And a lot of what they want is to live like us.
Mm-hmm. Remember, the whole concept of the stock market where these are companies who put their resources together to make more money or profits.
And you've always loved this idea of the buttonwood tree, right?
Yes, I love that. Let's go back to the buttonwood tree.
Because you were sitting in the Philippines at age 10 or something and reading about the buttonwood tree.
Yes.
And learning that there was a place you could go where you could learn to own companies and where you could actually make yourself rich. You didn't have to work in them. It was about capital.
It's about companies. There are bad companies, good companies. Our job is to find who are the real good companies that you're going to support. And put your resources.
And how to use your capital, because that's what the free economy is. It was called capitalism. Now the word capitalism is not in style anymore because people don't remember what it is.
Yes,
capitalism's
right.
Not a religion. Capitalism is using your capital. Instead of work, using your muscles, it's using your capital. And letting the capital explode, pyramid, mm-hmm. multiply. Mm-hmm. And that's what capitalism is.
But it seems to be lost in these new generations, or they probably just didn't have a teacher or no resources or no understanding of what capitalism is. It's not the sum total, or if you have something, somebody gotta don't have it.
So it's not about gambling,
yes,
in the market. It's about taking your capital, using your brains to own as much of a company that you believe is really doing something to make a difference that people want and need, that's got a expanding clientele, mm-hmm. and they're doing it profitably, mm-hmm. and they're many times you pick somebody that's got a patent and they're the only ones that can do it, and then you can, by participating with that, you can grow your capital.
You have always been asking everyone, like the one who, Mr. Bill, who told you, hey, Daniel, you are very
smart. The old man
smart.
that adopted me on the New York Stock Exchange.
You're a smart boy.
Or 14,
and
right?
How come this market has been going up all these, so many years?
150
years. And how come?
Now it's 200 years, but yeah. And back then it was 150 years.
Uh-huh. And what is it now?
Well, now it's 200. But his idea was, the thing's been going up for 200, for 150 years. How can most people lose money on it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly what you were talking about with the buttonwood tree. He's interested in investing capital in a company. But he said the reason people are losing money is because they think it's a game of guessing what other people are going to do. They don't even know what they're investing.
That's right. They don't even know what they're investing.
They're trying to find a trend.
Yeah.
Or guess what people are going to do based on a pattern.
Yeah, think about it. You have been listening to everyone, oh, I'm making so much in the market. All of a sudden, you hear something on TV and on radio. They're talking about certain stocks, and you decided, okay, I'm going to get in. I have 200, 300, 500, 5,000, 10,000 to lose. And then suddenly, you actually made a profit. Oh, that's the most dangerous thing, because you know what? You don't even know what you were doing, and you made money. And you do more, and there it goes.
So what we're talking about here is real capitalism. So the first belief that you wanted to punch holes in, mm-hmm. was this idea of you can't time the market.
That's
because
right.
You're not really investing in the market. You're investing in a company.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you do it and how you do it and what happens to that company and the time, of course, everything matters.
Understanding
everything
the company.
In life matters when you do it. You want to make sure you're in the right place at the right time, or at least stay out of the wrong place
at the wrong time.
Yeah. Now
it's like understanding the weather.
One, diversification. Talk about that.
Yeah. Diversification is because you don't know what you're doing, and they think you don't know what you're doing. So you just need to come to our office, and I'll tell you exactly how to do your money. I'm just going to distribute it all over the place, and hopefully you make money when you're 80 years old.
So you're not saying you come to your office. You're saying they want you. That's a financial planner.
That planning.
Who's telling you,
mm-hmm.
that you're too stupid to actually have a strategy to invest in a company. And he's saying, they're saying, well, none of these, but nobody beats the S&P 500, nobody beats the market. It's exactly wrong, because lots and lots of companies have grown and people have become billionaires, while the people that are diversified are making 6-7% a year. And when they're 80, they may have enough money to join a golf club, but they're not getting rich. People are getting rich by investing their money in companies and using their brains and using leverage.
So, not to get confused about the stocks and the company, because that's really the main thing you need to understand as we're talking. There's the company, and there's the company, and there's the company, period.
It's not the market, and it's not about timing the market. It's about picking the right moment to invest in that company. And when you invest in that company, it's probably not going to make sense over the next week, next month, because what's going to happen in the next month is largely random. And what's going to happen in the coming year is largely random. But 100% of the time, folks, if a company is making more and more money and reaching people and changing their lives, and they've got a growing clientele, and they make a profit, the company makes a profit on every deal, and it's got special intellectual property and patents so that they're hard to compete with, and they're growing and they're making more and more money over the years, 100% of the time, not just sometimes, every single time, that company becomes worth more money.
And making money, folks, is not about diversification and buying index funds.
And by the way, as I'm going to show you in a little while later in this program, the companies that make billions of dollars, let's take a company like Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley or Merrill Lynch or Prudential Bank or any of those, they don't do what their agent comes and tells you to do. They don't care what he thinks. He's just out there to sell you on something. Now, the bottom line for them is, somebody comes to them with a great idea. They say to him, okay, I'm going to help you finance this. I'm going to raise the money for you to be able to do that great idea. And what we're going to do is, I'm going to take 5% of the money I raised for you, and we're going to take you public, and you're going to become a public company, and you're going to build that company, and you're going to reach millions of people. And when I do that, I want a warrant. So says Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley or anybody. I want a warrant that says that I can buy more of your stock at a price a little bit above where it is now, so you're not losing anything, but I get to buy 50 million shares of that company at, let's say, $110. Right now it's going to go public at $100. I have the right to buy it at $110. And what they're doing is, they're capturing 50 million shares, all the upside that's going to take place over the next 10 years on that 50 million shares. And that's how they make money, and that's what capitalism is. Now, why would they send somebody to you to tell you that you can't make money when they're in there making billions by using their capital? Why would they say that? Because there's not enough of it to go around. They want that guy to be reaching those guys to reach millions of people, to be able to sell them insurance and do financial planning and do all this stuff. And it's all about their taxes and what's this word mean and what column should this go in. And there's not enough of that deal that made Goldman Sachs billions of dollars. There's not enough of that to go around right now.
Well, let me simplify it, folks, for you. When you look at TV and they're showing the New York Stock Exchange and all these market makers all over the place, there's a girl in there running up and down, and there's also clocks all over the place. You think those multi-billionaires are sitting in there hoping they're going to warehouse their money?
In other words, they're going to diversify and put their money into a bunch of funds.
Index funds.
And maybe they're going to make 6%.
No. Every second counts.
One of the questions we're going to cover when we come back here is, How is it possible that Bill Gates, by the way, Bill Gates did not, we'll take an extra minute. Bill Gates didn't become a billionaire because he invented a way to make a graphic interface so that you would be able to click on a picture and your computer would know how to do a word processor. That's not why he became a billionaire. That was a wonderful invention. He became a billionaire because in America, they took that idea and an investment banker helped them to raise a bunch of money to make that into a company that you could invest in. And then Bill Gates and that investment banker both had options that allowed them warrants, multi-year warrants, to allow them to capture, to be able to buy into that company at a certain price whenever they wanted over the next several years. As that company became worth more and more money, those warrants became worth millions and millions. And that's what happened with all those guys that went in that garage with Bill Gates and invented that thing.
All of them.
Now, what people want to know, understand now is Bill Gates was the richest guy in the world with an $80 billion net worth. But at that time, he only owned 1.5% of Microsoft. Microsoft was worth $250 billion. 1.5%, he was only owned about $4 billion worth of Microsoft. So how could he be worth $80 billion? Where was that value? And then the most important question is, now, he went from $80 billion over the last few years. Now, you've been watching this. He's commenting in the news. He's doing charity work. He's got a foundation. He's doing all kinds of cool stuff. He's not doing work. He's not. How did he go from being worth $80 billion to being worth now $150, $160 billion in just a few years? And then he just got a divorce. His wife is worth $16 billion. How did they make $80, $90 billion over the last few years when they're not even working, when they're not even doing anything, they're doing charity work? How did that happen? Well, that is what capitalism is about. It's about pyramiding capital. And actually, his good friend Warren Buffett taught him how to pyramid this. Now, we're going to stop for a break, and I'm going to come back and show you exactly how that worked. Stick around, we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to The Money Man Report. This is a podcast, which is the successor to our radio program, but we also show this on our YouTube channel, and the YouTube channel is even more interesting because you get to see, when I'm showing something, you get to see it. And of course, you see the beautiful Alicia, who makes the whole program much more fun to watch. So we love to have you here on Spotify or on wherever you're listening to this podcast. But if you really want fun, join our YouTube channel and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'd love to have you do that. And then you can watch all these things.
So what's your YouTube channel, Daniel? The Money Man?
No, it's called Daniel Frischberg YouTube channel.
Okay.
Now
you have to say it.
Yes. Now listen. Half the world's wealth is controlled by 1% of the people. And they keep getting richer and richer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we live in a free economy where the sky's supposed to be the limit. And people do come from the projects and make a lot of money by being part of our free economy. I know it happens because it happened for us, right? But just being allowed to succeed and make a difference isn't enough.
You also have to be determined to do it, and you also have to know how to do it. So our mission now, after we retired, especially this young man, and went to relax on the beach for 10 years, is to make a difference.
So this is where we can make a difference. Now you have to not only be in a place where you're allowed to succeed, but you also have to believe in yourself and let yourself succeed. Most failures, I find, come from having limited beliefs and fear of doing something. But you know what? That's only the ante to get in the game. Even then, you have to know what to do.
And that is our mission, to show you the inside story of how people create massive wealth. Now, they do it, and you can do it too. But you have to know how, or have to figure it out.
So Bill Gates figured out how to make a graphic interface to run a computer, but that's not what made him rich. That idea attracted a lot of capital.
And lots of people got rich on that idea because the capital allowed the idea to spread around the world and change the world. But everyone who works for Microsoft, including Bill Gates, got there because of owning stock options, long-term warrants that let them create wealth because the company became more valuable and they have warrants that give them access to that massive growth.
So people are still doing this today, and you can do it too. They don't only invent things, they learn to use capital to grow more capital. And the capital is used to create value, and the value changes the world. And the people who own that growth, often with warrants or acquisition rights, end up as millionaires.
And even billionaires. So this is how it works.
You've heard it said right here. With enough leverage, you can multiply your investing strength and move mountains. So think about it. How'd you like to own companies like Roku or MasterCard or Raytheon and put down as little as 5 or 10% to unlock the treasure chest of unlimited upside gains? You can, all the while drastically reducing your risk. And you can do it with zero borrowing costs. You just need that leverage and a little know-how. So Dan Frischberg is going to allow you to pick his brain to better understand the concept of leverage. These are special online training sessions called the Pick Dan's Brain Option Service. You can use just a little bit of money to potentially make incredible returns. If you want to make real money, you owe it to yourself to take advantage of this once-in-a-blue-moon opportunity. All you have to do to try it is to go online and register so you can see the results for yourself. The cost is next to nothing, and look what's waiting for you. Each week, Dan will discuss a few detailed trades, quality, actionable trades. You get detailed instructions on buying and selling specific put and call options. The Pick Dan's Brain Option Service shares specific underlying stocks, expiration dates, strike prices, and shows you how much money you could make instantly. It's Dan Frischberg's time-tested, proven money-making discipline that he's used for 50 years to make himself and a lot of other people rich. Lots of other benefits are waiting for you, too, if you just register at themoneyman.com. That's all one word, themoneyman.com, for the Pick Dan's Brain Option Service. This is about teaching you the knowledge and skills. It's your responsibility to apply these skills and knowledge to your specific situation. It's too much to detail here, but all the info is right there at themoneyman.com.
You're tuned in to The Money Man Report with your host, TV and radio money man, Dan Frischberg. For more information about everything we're talking about, go to themoneyman.com right now. That's themoneyman.com.
So I want to show you how Warren Buffett made $5 billion for free. The first thing I want to point out is everybody wants, when Bill Gates was the richest guy in the world, his net worth was $80 billion. He only owned 1.5% of Microsoft. Now his net worth is more like $150, $160 billion. He just got a divorce. His wife's net worth is about $16. So how did they go make $80 billion while they're not really working? They're not really doing anything. They're donating money to charity, running a foundation. How are they making all that money? $80 billion. Well, I'm going to show you. Because while Bill Gates was showing Warren Buffett about technology companies, Warren Buffett was showing Bill Gates how to make money in the same way that I can teach you as long as you're motivated, as long as you take the time. So here's how Warren Buffett made $5 billion for free. You're looking at Goldman Sachs now. Goldman Sachs stock. And looking back at the crash of 2008, Goldman Sachs stock, which had been up there around 250 or so, went all the way down below 100. When the stock was at 100, you know that Goldman Sachs is an investment banking firm, and they want people to respect them and believe that they know what they're doing so that people will come to them to manage their assets and to take them public. So here's what happened. Goldman Sachs stock was all the way down to 100. Buffett says, you know, I've got endless money. I need to make money. I will help you regain your reputation. Your stock's at 100 right now. I've got $5 billion that I will invest in your Goldman Sachs stock with the stock at 100. But I want you to make a special preferred stock, which is like a bond. I'll invest $5 billion, but I want to guarantee that preferred stock is senior. So the preferred stock gets paid before the common stock in case of a liquidation. And I want you to pay me a very nice interest rate, a very nice dividend on that preferred stock so that I'm not really giving up anything, but I'm helping you. But this is what I do want you to do. And it shouldn't hurt you at all. Your stock's at 100. I want you to give me warrants allowing me to buy 43 million shares over the next 10 years. 43 million shares at, what, $120 per share or less. I have the right to buy 43 million shares of Goldman Sachs at $120 per share. And you should be happy with that. It seems fair. Stock's only at 100 right now. So Goldman Sachs gives him those rights, those warrants. What they are is long-term options. Now, I'm not Warren Buffett. I can't get them to give it to me for 10 years, but I know that I can go to the CBOE and I can buy warrants right now on Goldman Sachs for 3 years or 4 years on any company I want. But now, look, watch what happened with that. Buffett's got the right to buy 43 million shares at 120, and that was a great deal for Goldman Sachs. But look, now, 10 years later, the stock's up there at $250, $235 when Warren Buffett cashed in. It cost him nothing to get those warrants, and now he's got 43 million shares that he just made $115 per share on. He made close to $5 billion for free with those warrants. And of course, he taught Bill Gates how to do this. And I'm teaching you how to do it. So this is the key to how people make big, big money. This is the key to how people become billionaires. These are warrants or rights. Millionaires, billionaires, they know how to do this and they do it every day. But regular people, nobody ever taught you how to do it. It's not your fault. But I'm here to teach you how to do it. Now, I didn't invent this, but here's the deal. Take a look at Goldman Sachs. This is their financials now. And I want to show you what these big companies are doing. Because remember, Goldman Sachs, if you're their customer and they're managing your money, they send this guy over there who wants to sell you insurance and he's a financial planner. He doesn't really know how to make real money. He's there to tell you how to do accounting and taxes and your will and all that stuff. But Goldman Sachs is interested in making real money. So take a look at this is their P&L. Profit and loss statement, and their balance sheet, and understand their business. Because this is what you can learn how to do too. Look, Goldman Sachs' revenue for the year was $59 billion dollars, $59 billion in revenues. But understand, you think that they are a brokerage house. But understand, they only made $11 billion, a little under $12 billion on fees and commissions. They made almost $60 billion in revenues. Only $12 billion of it was fees and commissions. Well, where is the other $47 billion? How did they do that? They only made $12 billion in fees and commissions. $43 billion in revenues aside from fees and commissions. But more importantly than that, that's what they realized. That's what they had to show as a profit, $59 billion in revenues. Now watch this. Here's their balance sheet. You understand that last year, their balance sheet was $1.163 trillion. This year, it's $1.463 trillion. They came out with $300 billion more assets this year than last year. Do you understand? $300 billion. But they're only showing that they made $59 billion. How did they get $300 billion more in assets? Well, the bottom line is that they owned, when they take a company public, let's say that you brought a company and you invented something new, a new kind of software. You go to Goldman Sachs and they say, yes, this looks unique, it's terrific, we'll help you go public. So we'll help you raise the money, and for every penny we raise for you, you pay us 5% or 6%. And of course, going back and looking at their P&L, this is their investment banking profit. They made $14 billion on that. Ah, where's the $300 billion coming from? See, Goldman Sachs says to them, in addition to that 5% or 6%, you got to give us warrants to be able to buy that stock at a price just about where it is now, or even a little higher, so that we can buy as much of your company as we want to. Now, what's happening is they haven't cashed those in yet, but their value is going up. So they're not showing it as income, but their assets went up $300 billion. They're doing exactly the same thing as what I'm talking to you about doing. You're not Goldman Sachs. You don't make a special deal with the company. But on the CBOE, we can buy two-year options, three-year options, four-year options that are completely different. Completely different from the short-term options. These are completely different from the kind of short-term options that kids gamble on and they try to guess what's going to happen next month, 3 months. These are years out in the future. And by the way, I can buy a 2 or 3 year option and then a year later I can roll that forward once they come out with the 2015, 2016. I can keep this position as long as I want to. And I'm paying 3 cents on the dollar, 4 cents on the dollar for it. And as that stock goes up, I'm using almost none of my money, but I have the right to all the future gains that that stock earns. Everything that happens when that stock, when a stock goes from 100 and I have the right to buy the stock at 105 or 110 and I only paid $3 a share instead of $100 a share and I was able to buy 30 times as much of the company. And now I can buy as much of it as I want. And so I paid 3 cents on the dollar. And if I want to extend that for another couple of years and pay another 3 cents on the dollar, terrific. So I paid 6 cents on the dollar. Doesn't matter. I can do the same thing Goldman Sachs is doing, same thing Warren Buffett's doing. I don't even need a special deal. I just have to have the skill and knowledge to be able to do this. So that's the inner circle for today. Thank you all very much. If you want to know how to do all this, first of all, we have a terrific event that's coming up next year at the Fontainebleau at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami. Lots of people are coming. All the smartest people that you know from our old radio shows are coming. Tobin Smith, Louis Navalier, the smartest guys in the world, John Najarian, they're all going to be there, as well as some of the smartest lawyers there are anywhere who are going to talk to you about how you can set up and keep your estate away from taxes, keep it away from lawsuits, all kinds of stuff about how to become rich and how to stay rich. So we would love to have you come. Watch for that. You can find out about it on themoneyman.com. And also, sign up for my special Golden Rule Investing Workshop to begin to learn how to take lessons in doing exactly the stuff that I'm showing you here. We call it Golden Rule Investing because we only invest in companies that are really helping people live the life they want, that we believe in, that they're making people's lives better. It's called Golden Rule Investing. And those are the companies that we see growing in value, and we can acquire them for pennies on the dollar and lock in all the future gains. And we can own 20, 30, 40 times as much of those rights, those warrants, as we would if we bought the stock for cash. So go to themoneyman.com and sign up for the Golden Rule Investing Workshop and find out how to learn all this stuff. That's it for today. I thank you all very much, and we'll see you next time.
This has been Now It's Your Turn with the Money Man, Dan Frischberg. If today's program piqued your interest, there's a video link and QR code on this page for a free workshop that'll teach you a lot more, or you can find it on Dan's website. Just look for themoneyman.com/Golden Rule Investing. That's themoneyman.com/Golden Rule Investing. Now, if you're only hearing the audio, everybody agrees it's much more exciting and easier to follow on video. There's nothing to it. Just go to YouTube and type in The Money Man Report. You'll see that QR code and the link right there for that free workshop. And by the way, if you subscribe, you'll be personally notified every time we produce a new video. So, we'll see you next time. If you missed anything, all this info resides in one place where Dan Frischberg lives. The address is themoneyman.com. It's all one word, themoneyman.com.